For this week's Oxcast Extra, I'm here with Jodie and Maddie from Annie.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, hello. Thank you. So, how do you guys get into character before the show?
Well, I haven't done it yet, so Maddie, how do you get into character?
Well, backstage, I'm just me. But then, like, the second before I go on stage, I'm like, okay, let's get into character. So, by getting into character, well, I wouldn't be in character without my wig, and that's the main thing.
It's an amazing wig.
It is.
It's like my real hair. Like, sometimes I forget I'm wearing it. I go to put my hair up, and I'm like, wait, I'm wearing my wig.
Does it make you want to go red? Do you want to go?
Yeah, I wish I was a redhead, but I'm not. I'm a brunette. No.
Are you glad it's not the curly-haired wig that you've seen in other Annies?
Oh, like the clown wig, like it's ginger clown. No.
Yeah, I think this looks much nicer.
Yeah.
It's very chic, chic Annie.
Yes, chic Annie, I like it. If you could perform any other role in Annie, who would you want to perform?
Lily.
Lily?
Oh, yeah, she's great, Lily. Isn't she?
Because I know all the dances for the Easy Street from watching backstage. Because that's like that bit I'm off stage at and I don't have any quick changes. Yeah. So I can just watch stage and I dance along.
I think I'm going to put out, I'm going to say Oliver Warbucks. I mean, I'd love to take a Sinead O'Connor, shave my head and just run with it. Because that character is brilliant, and Alex Bourne plays it absolutely beautifully. And you watch this guy who you think is really tough, and you see his softer side, and it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good.
So, after playing such a goodie as Nancy and Oliver and the Lady of the Lake and Spamalot, how does it feel to be a baddie?
Oh, it feels good. Feels great. Feels absolutely amazing. It'd be nice to show my real side for once. No, I think, do you know what? Playing a baddie, they do say people have more fun. I mean, she has got... There's something about her inside of her that she's just searching for love. She never finds it. She's at the end of a tether. I mean, I just see her anger being stuck in Waitrose with about 50 bags on each arm. You know, she's that pent-up, built-up anger. But no, she's a great character. And as David Dean was saying before, there's great songs that she gets to sing, and now I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you picture anyone when you're thinking about getting into character? Do you picture
probably
anyone?
My mother? Yeah,
really.
No, I do you know. I come from a very long line of very strong women, so I'll probably, northern women. It's that thing, isn't it? Where it's kind of bred in us. Yeah,
nice. What's your favourite song to perform, Maddie?
Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, the classic.
Obviously, the classic Tomorrow. But I do really like dancing to Hard Knock Life. And, of course, the end song, New Deal for Christmas, which is like, I didn't know New Deal for Christmas before I got into the show, but now it's one of my favourite songs in the show. And you get to dance and it's just really fun and it's the end of the show. And I'm in my last costume, which is like a nice red puffy dress. And my last wig, it's like ringlets, curly, but it's like shoulder length and it's really nice and it's really fun just to perform with everyone.
What do you think your favourite song's going to be?
I think it's going to be Easy Street. Yeah. I mean, I've watched it. I know. See, there you go. You can't see, obviously, because we're talking, but Maddie's dancing along. But it is. It's just got that something about it. But also, when I watched it, I remember listening to NYC, which is a huge showstopper. And what Nikolai and Nick Winston have done is extraordinary.
Ooh, it's very exciting.
Just prepare yourself.
How long did it take you to perfect the accents?
Well, sometimes I just do an American accent for fun. Yeah. So not very long.
Are you working on yours?
I'm there now. Mm. I've just done Calamity Jane, and it took me a long while from going and talking like this to talking like that. You know, so it does. It's a slight switch. So if I do slip, just let me know.
American accent.
So different types of
manner. But it's like New York.
There's New York. There's New York. Boston. There's.
Who inspires you as an actor?
Idina Menzel.
Oh, okay.
Let
yes.
It go. But and my friends are like, I'm like, oh my god, I love Idina Menzel, and they're like, who? I'm like, Elphaba. And they're like, who? And they're like, oh, the one who sings Let It Go.
Oh.
I'm like, you don't get me, people.
How about you, Jodie?
Liza Minnelli. Sorry, what? Yeah, I
she came to see me.
No, she's amazing, isn't she? I think she's very, especially in the days like with, you know, with cabaret and stuff like that. She was just mesmerising. So I do like that.
I came out of the theatre one time when I was in Matilda with Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli. I was like, someone famous came to watch us. My mum was like, oh my god, that's Liza Minnelli. I was like, who?
Who did you play in Matilda?
I was Amanda Thripp, the blonde one who gets swung round.
Oh wow, amazing. So pigtails again. So most people know the story of Annie. What do you think it is about the musical that makes it so appealing?
Do you know what? It is one of those musicals that it just warms you, and that's because of the music, because of the storyline throughout it, and because of the characters in it. You can relate to anyone at any point, and it is a feel-good musical.
You come out of the show singing the songs.
You do, and I literally witnessed that, because when I went to do a bit of research and I went to watch the show before we started, it was almost like a mini chorus. Everybody was singing the song. But that's lovely.
Yeah, no, that's great.
You know, that's what's going that's to the theatre is about. That is what you want.
Because
yeah.
Everyone knows them because they're so good.
And they're so well known.
Yeah, they're so well known because Annie's such a well-known musical.
And there's even one on a commercial. Did you hear it? It's on like a property advert that was started singing Easy Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, did you hear it?
Yeah, it's on the radio.
What's next for both of you then? You're coming back to the New Theatre in April.
Yes, I'm coming back to the New Theatre in April, starting Annie there, so I can't wait.
And Maddie?
I don't really know what's next after Annie.
What musical would you like to be in the most out of all the musicals in the world?
Wicked!
Brilliant, thanks guys.
Thank you.